Usually when politicians bow out of Parliament, they deliver valedictories. Tony Abbott didn't get that chance this year as independent Zali Steggall won his seat from him, putting a sudden end to his career. But last night, about 1,000 people turned out in an elaborate dinner in Sydney, including a who's who of the Liberal Party, to officially farewell and thank him for his contribution. Reporter Isabel Rowe was there.
A hero's welcome for the guest of honour. Nearly 6 months on from losing his seat of Warringah in the federal election, Tony Abbott was all smiles and jokes at his tribute dinner.
What a night. Imagine if I'd actually won.
The Liberal Party faithful came in their hundreds.
Just a few people. They thought there'd be a few. 1,100.
Among the attendees, former Prime Minister John Howard.
Hey, Mr. Howard. Good evening.
Former Speaker Bronwyn Bishop, senior cabinet ministers, and his sister, Sydney City Councillor Christine Forster.
I've always been very public about how much I respect and admire him. He's been an amazing asset to our country, to our nation.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison kicked off 3 hours of speeches paying tribute to Tony Abbott's policy achievements.
When we came to office in 2013, 26% of our trade was covered by agreements. That figure is now 70%. And that work was set in...
John Howard was more personal in his sentiments.
I have valued your friendship. I valued your loyalty.
Many speakers, including Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, were keen to praise Mr. Abbott's good character.
Perhaps the most common refrain from people who meet Tony is that when they meet him in person, they say that he's nothing like what he appears on television. Tony is one of the most intelligent people in the life of our nation.
Another former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, didn't attend and didn't rate a mention by name in official speeches. But his role in removing Tony Abbott from leadership hasn't been forgotten by former Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss.
His 2 years as Prime Minister were indeed far too short. Far too short.
The man of the hour, though, was happy to make jokes at his own expense.
At the start of the evening, Alan, you said everyone here was distinguished. Well, you are looking at the extinguished.
His regrets, he told the crowd, were not building more dams and not placing stronger controls on lawful immigration. But in his parting words, Tony Abbott says he can finally feel proud of this chapter of his life.
The truth is, there are very few happy endings in public life. The great thing tonight is that finally, I think it might be seen for what it really was, a good faith effort to help our country to be the very best it could be.
Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott there, Isabel Rowe reporting, and that is early AM for today.